Kinyan Lamed Hey, the 35th Kinyan of the Memches Devarim Shatar Niknus Bahem, the Loy Megis Libay B'Talmudai. A person is not arrogant with his learning. And the Medrash Shmuel says, not only is he not seeking honor, like we said in the last Midah, that he's Misrachik Menachavit, not only that, he doesn't feel any sense of superiority because of everything that he knows. He constantly feels that whatever he knows is insignificant to what he should have learned. Someone who has that feeling that whatever he knows is only a tipa min hayam, it's such a small amount of what he could know, what he should know, that thirst, that tzimayin for ruchnius will drive him and propel him to true greatness. The Tiferes Yisrael says that it can't be that v'lo megis libo b'talmudei just means that he shouldn't be arrogant about what he knows already. That's not just a midah that's lacking in kinyani Torah. That's something which is an integral flaw in a person's midahs. So that can't be something which the Mishnah is telling us is inherent and important for kinyani Torah. Rather, he says the word megis comes from the word gas, libay gaspa, which is a term used in Hilchos Yichud that we say that someone who you're very familiar with has different halachas regarding Yichud. And he explains this with a mashal. He says, people that are married to each other for a very long time, they develop a certain familiarity with each other, and they're able to speak about things unashamedly that other people, or in front of other people, they wouldn't be able to speak. However, someone who's just getting engaged has to be very careful and is a lot more ashamed to speak about things in front of his kala. And the same goes with people who aren't friendly, don't know each other, then they're a lot more careful with the things they say. When a person becomes more familiar with something, there's a different way of speaking, and you're a lot more careful about what you say. The Tiferes Yisrael says the same thing is with Torah. Someone who's a true Talmud Chacham speaks about Torah and the Chazal that are mentioned in Torah and goes about it as if he's unfamiliar. In a certain sense, he understands that he can't reach the level of understanding and the Hasaga Ruchnius of where Torah and Chazal are. And therefore, he's very careful the way he thinks about Torah, and especially the way he's going to relate to the words of Chazal and Talmidei Chachamim in particular. And that's v'lo megis libo b'talmudai. He doesn't act with his Talmud as if he's very familiar. He treats it with the utmost respect. And that's a tremendous midah and a kinyan necessary for aliyah and growth in Torah. Have a wonderful day.